Born in 1988 in Willisch, Germany, Dana Fiona Armour quickly feels the need to escape the little village where she grew up. As an art and medicine enthusiast, she hesitates between the two for a while. She finally enters the School of Beaux-Arts in Paris, where the artist Anne-Véronique Janssen becomes her teacher. Soon, the human body becomes her playground, a limitless place that can now be augmented, molded in an unlimited way, thanks to science. She questions the body in its relation to living beings that surround it. For her MC1 Air project, Dana Fiona Armour transforms the underground area of the Collection Lambert into a giant scientific lab. In this sanitized and timeless space, she takes the viewer on a worrying and strange journey. In the first room, three Nicotiana bentamiana plants, a species used in vaccine research, evolve with the MC1 Air gene implanted to them by the artist. This gene is responsible for freckles, ginger hair, and pale skin. Day after day, the plants change and start to let appear some white fuzz on the leaves around where they were injected. The background sound is created by the suffering plant's complaints, made here audible to the visitor. Usually, these sounds are inaudible for the human ear because they are located in an ultrasound region only within reach of animals' hearing. In the second room, the artist presents, thanks to a virtual reality process, an immersive journey through the roots of the Nicotiana bentamiana. With pictures obtained by a medical scan, Dana Fiona invites us to merge with the plant. The flesh-like coloration produced by the protein markers that confirm the infection of the plant with the human virus gives the impression that we are wandering inside a human body. In the last room, a marble moon, exactly the same size as the artist's skin surface, overlooks the room. Slimy excrescences seem to evolve independently, crawling into splits, in the corners, and bit by bit invading this space. We also see chromatophores, made from blown glass and melanin, a biological pigment responsible of skin color. Dana Fiona Armour erases the borders between vegetal and human, questioning us on the links we nurture with science and its capacity of producing new relations to the world. Her works might make us consider these links suspiciously, along with a strange feeling made of curiosity, excitement, and concern.